This is Greg LaFollette reading my column, Tax Automation Comes of Age. Just two preciously short years ago, no software existed to help accountants organize the ever-growing stacks of client tax-compliant source documents, and the thought of automagically harvesting data from those documents and directly pushing into tax preparation software was a glimmer in the minds of a few thought leaders. In 2004, a group of forward-thinking Florida CPAs asked a custom software developer to help them solve a workflow problem. And a few months later, BockDip was released and a whole new genre of software was born. The process, which looks deceivingly simple, scans a 1040 client's tax documents, stuff is the operative term of art, and sorts the pages into a logically organized, bookmarked PDF file. Then, using dual monitors displaying this organized PDF as work papers on one screen and tax compliance software on the other, professional tax compliance person can prepare a return paperlessly. The idea was much better than the early implementation, but despite early warts, BockDip, bag of crap document imaging process, resonated positively throughout the profession, and many firms were very interested. BockDip was soon acquired by CCH and renamed as ProSystem FX Scan, and the genre quickly gained credibility. Suite-style competitor Thompson paid attention and quickly rolled out a similar product called TaxFlow in its GoFileRoom document management system. These products utilize a combination of OCR, optical character recognition, ICR, intelligent character recognition, and a biometric pattern recognition, think fingerprint or face matching software, to figure out what each particular document is, and then arranges the bookmarks properly in a PDF file. In prior years, many well-run firms had had an administrative assistant who'd been trained, often over a span of many years, to recognize most items and arrange them in proper order. Some firms use interns for this process. All are usually instructed to file unrecognized forms in a special miscellaneous folder where we, as tax professionals, can quickly find and identify them. Sometimes this identification process is done ad hoc. Hey boss, what's this form and where does it go? And sometimes questions are accumulated. Boss, I put these unidentified forms in this folder. Can you tell me what they are and where I should file them in the future? The trick with all three, a longtime admin, an intern, or a software program, is to determine how many forms they can recognize and how accurate is that recognition. The currently available products vary wildly in their abilities, just like those long-term admins or interns. About the same time, industry visionary Dave Wiles SurePrep released 1040 Scan, which very quickly moved the game up a notch or two. Suddenly, it wasn't enough to simply scan and organize, as Scan and Populate had arrived. The 1040 Scan product not only scans and organizes, but actually reads the numbers off the forms it's identified and transfers the data it reads directly into tax compliance software. Many practitioners are chuckling now because we've had long-time admins or other interns doing the same thing. And that was once considered a best practice. Not anymore. Now there's definitely a new sheriff in town. Last tax season, 2006 returns, CCH's ProSystem FX Scan and Thompson's GoFileRoom both had a scan and organize modules, while 1040 Scan and Lacerte's Source Doc Auto Entry both included scan and populate features. For the upcoming tax season, 2007 returns, Lacerte has pulled its scan and populate product, saying it didn't meet our quality standards, an opinion shared by many who used it during its debut year. And the others will be joined by new products from CCH Small Firm Services, Scan and Fill, for TaxWise and ATX, a CCH ProSystem FX limited release scan and populate product, and a Thomson scan and populate limited release product for its File Cabinet CS product. Just to round out the bidding, a brand new entrant has entered the fray. A Boston-based company named Copanion has announced a scan and organize service that will be essentially free for the upcoming tax season and will expand to scan and populate for the following season. Copanion's web-based service is called Gruntworks and delivers what can best be described as a scan and intelligently organized service. This service, like the pioneer product in the field 1040 Scan and the soon-to-be-released Thomson product, are completely web-based. Web delivery provides a way for vendors to throw huge processing power. Individual firms simply could never justify the cost of duplicating this kind of horsepower. And a problem that requires it: biometrics, forms recognition, and OCR. Furthermore, it allows the systems to learn from form processing tens of thousands of returns. For firms, it means no hardware investment beyond a good scanner, which most firms already own, and a very easy test model. In terms of simple and easy, these products really get it. You scan a pile of documents, upload the file via a highly secure portal, and a few hours later, receive back an accurately organized, bookmarked PDF file. As indicated above, these products vary wildly. Capabilities, from simple organization to very sophisticated sorting, to actual data input, workflow, and intelligent work paper design and management. By number of forms recognized, from as few as a dozen to several thousand. In accuracy, from approximately 60% to well over 90%. In delivery, from completely in-house to completely web-based. In business model, per return on demand, per return by subscription, tiered by volume pricing, tiered by page count, all you can eat, and in pricing, from free. The business model is obviously designed to get you to try the system, to upwards of $40 per return. In history and maturity, from beta, pilot, limited release, to full first-year release entering the third tax season. As mentioned earlier, many of these products are web-based, so there's no investment in software or hardware. Because they're a file transformation service, there's no training curve. And because they are, or can be, tax platform agnostic, there's no compliance program barrier. In other words, it's a no-brainer. Based on my initial reviews of these products, you will like them if you try them, if you have reasonable expectations. We're not at 100% accuracy, but then again, neither is that longtime admin we've been discussing, and probably we never will be at 100%. But this new genre of scan and organize and scan and populate software, let's call it tax automation, will soon change the face of tax compliance work and public accounting. If you're not on this bus, you're gonna get thrown under it. P.S., like the old saying goes, you can't tell the players without a program. So, here goes. CCH ProSystem FX Scan. SurePreps 1040 Scan, GoFileRoom, Thomson's File Cabinet CS Module, CCH Small Firm Services Scan and Fill, and Copanion's Gruntworks. Intuit's Source Doc Auto Entry, not available this year. Watch for our rated reviews of tax automation, scan and organize, scan and populate, in our September 2008 issue. This is Greg LaFollette. Thank you very much.